Are you dealing with a jealous mom? Today, I am going to teach you some tools on how to deal with a jealous mom. Welcome to the EMD podcast, where we empower motherless daughters to change, grow, and heal. My name is Zainab and I am your host. Thank you for joining me. Today I am going to be talking about a jealous mom, an envious mom. But before we move forward, I want you to hit the subscribe button because I don't want you to miss an episode. I am dishing out some very valuable information and I don't want you to miss any of it. Also, I want you to share, like, and comment. I want to know, what did you think about this episode? What was your favorite part? And how are you along your journey? What changes have you made? I want to know. So please tell me, okay? So let's get into it. What is an envious mom or a jealous mom? A jealous mom is a mother who is jealous of her daughter's success. They become hostile when their daughter is successful and perceives her daughter as a threat. Oh, this is very toxic. If attention is drawn away from the mother, the child suffers retaliation, put downs, and punishments. The mother believes the only way she can have a comfortable and secure bond with her daughter is when the daughter has low self-worth. That hurts my heart every time I say it, to know that you, the only way you can have a relationship with someone is when you think less of yourself. That is just, I can't stand that. I literally can't stand that. That is toxicity at its highest form. They don't wish you well. They don't wish you well at all. They don't care about your well-being, and that I am not okay with. And as an adult, I have seen it where I've had friends and coworkers that don't really share a part of their lives with their mother. They don't share anything positive with their mother because they feel like their mother is not going to be proud. Their mother is not going to applaud them or, you know, be happy for them. So they don't share that. And that makes me so sad. What I used to think prior to doing, you know, getting on my journey, what I used to think was, oh, how can you think that way? Your mother is your mother. She's always going to love you, blah, blah, blah. But when I started my journey and I started learning, I realized there are several types of toxic moms. Emotionally absent mother was all I knew. Well, emotionally and physically absent mother was all I knew. I never thought that there were jealous moms, jealous mothers. Like, I still cannot even process that. Like, literally, mentally, I cannot. It doesn't make sense to me how you can wish bad for your child. So let's talk about 8 signs of a jealous mom. And the first one is your mother always tries to steal the spotlight. She acts bored when you share big news. She talks behind your back. Oh my God, like, who does that? I would never do that to my daughter or any of my kids. She's weird about your relationship with your father. I mean, why? If my daughter has a healthy relationship with her father, that will make me so happy, truly. She isn't proud of your success. Your mother always finds a way to criticize you. She's never interested in your life. She doesn't ask about your life. And the final thing here is she picks fights with you all the time so that she can say negative things to you. This is not healthy, and I am not okay with any of this. If you are currently having this type of relationship with your mother, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry that you're experiencing this level of toxicity, this level of negativity. I am truly sorry, because none of this is healthy. It's okay to critique someone to help them to better themselves. But when you're constantly criticizing someone, putting someone down, and the only time you're able to have a good relationship from your perspective with that person is when they feel bad about who they are, that is not healthy. Please seek help. It's not okay, and you don't deserve that. I just want you to know that. And I'm going to give you some tools on how to deal with an envious mom or a jealous mom. The first thing is, I want you to stop right now. Stop believing the lies. Her telling you that you're not enough, you're not pretty, you're never going to be this, blah, blah, blah. Listen, you are enough. You are smart. You are kind. You are successful. You can be anything you choose to be. Anything. You just have to work at it. You are enough. Everything that you need is in the inside of you. I want you to stop believing the lies, because they are not true. You are enough. You are beautiful, honey. You are smart. You are intelligent. You are pretty. You are kind. You are successful. I cannot say these things enough, because I want you to get them, and I want you to know that you are enough. Stop believing the lies. That's the first thing. The second thing is, use her jealousy as a tool for self-improvement. So a lot of times we see things on people that we don't like. But if we're not careful, especially if they are a parent, we can pick up their traits. So now that you've noticed that from your mother, I want you to use that as a tool for self-improvement, to better yourself. Don't focus on her, because you cannot change her. You hear me? You cannot change her or anybody else. You can only work on you. You can only change you. You are responsible for you and you alone. That is the second thing. The third thing here is, I want you to focus on you. Oh my. Yes, focus on you. You don't even understand the benefits that are attached to focusing on you. It is amazing. Because when you focus on you, you get to reinvent your life. You get to become whatever you want to become, whatever you've seen yourself as, you get to become it. Now, when you focus on you initially, it's a very weird feeling. Truth be told, it's kind of weird, because you're like, ooh. But if you continue on that journey, you're consistent on working on you, going to therapy, you get to find out what you like, what you don't like, who you want to be, who you want to date, who you want to be around. Honey, after focusing on you, applying the fourth thing comes easy, and that is setting clear boundaries. The fourth thing here is for you to set clear boundaries. This is like one of my favorites, only because it was really hard for me to do. And when I mastered it, sometimes I have to be like, Zainab, calm down, because I really don't care about someone liking me. I care about them respecting me. And when you respect my boundary, when you respect me, you will respect my boundaries. So for me, setting clear boundaries is very important. I value that a lot, because it is my responsibility to teach people how to treat me. And I'm very firm on that. I don't play on that. I do not play on that at all. So with all of these things that I've given you, this is what I want you to do. Yes, I want you to choose one thing that you will normally say yes to due to peer pressure, I want you to say no this week. And I want you to write in to me and let me know how that made you feel. I want to know how you felt before and after. I want to know. Ooh, I want to hear about it because I know it is the beginning of you finding you. So guess what? It is okay. It is okay for you to say no. If you're having a hard time saying no, I want you to read a book called The Power of a Positive No. It is by William Ury. In that book, I read that when I say no to someone, I am saying yes to me. And for that reason, I am going to say no as much as I can because I always want to say yes to me. But I also like saying yes to life too. See, I love it. Read the book. Tell me what you think. If you want to share your journey, your story, your success with me, I am open. You can send me an email. You can comment. You can inbox me. You can leave a voicemail on Anchor. Let's talk about it. Another thing I want you to do is I want you to share this episode because there are so many people that are in need of this. A lot of people are hurting on the inside and don't know what to do. So please share this episode with someone. And comment, like, share, subscribe to my YouTube channel at Empowering Motherless Daughters. And follow me on Instagram at Empowering Motherless Daughters. I do put some stuff here and there over there on Instagram. And I like to interact with my followers on Instagram. So I want to hear all about what you think of this episode. And in the meantime, I want you to be so good to you. Be so kind, patient, and loving.